Kansas State Nation. What is happening? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Take two. Man, it's been a crazy sports day on a Monday. I'm not gonna go down that road right now. Obviously with my teams and them. So we'll save that. Obviously, you're probably gonna hear me rant about it within the next week or so for sure. Either on both of my podcasts, but for right now, we're gonna stay on track with the K-State Women's basketball team. As mentioned in the first daily of the day, the K-State Women's basketball team going back to the big dance. Huge accomplishment, as you probably know if you haven't been listening to the weeklies as of late. Oh, by the way, a plug, if you have not listened to the latest edition of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly edition, episode 90 or 89 or 88, or go back and check those out. Now we're going to be cranking out two weekday episodes this week between me and Outlaw, with me and my co-host Alex, usually for the weekly edition of these podcasts. So definitely, you're not a subscriber to this podcast, do that right now. I know there's obviously the couple popular ones out there, but definitely this one is under the radar for sure. Make sure you subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast for latest K-State news. Yeah, so K-State women's basketball got selected. And as my co-host Alex said, one of his predictions was getting an 8-9 matchup. We talked about that the last several weeks on the show. And guess what? They did get selected the number 9 seed in the Bridgeport Regional there as well. This is actually the first time the women's basketball got rewarded to an at-large bid. Actually, yeah, you got to go back to the 2018-19 season. The last time K-State women's basketball team was in the big dance there as well. This is the 17th NCAA tournament appearance in school history and the fourth appearance under Jeff Mitty. So congratulations on that front. Again, K-State finished their season 19-12, of course, coming off the quarterfinal loss against Texas there and finished 9-9 in conference play. Obviously, this road, they were hot to start the season, and at one point, they were contending to possibly contend for a Big 12 conference title, or regular season title anyways. They started off well, got upsets over Oregon, Oklahoma, Baylor. They rode that, and then they kind of cooled off down the stretch, 4-7, and that doesn't even count the loss to Texas. So they finished 4-8 after Oyoka put down 61 against Oklahoma earlier this year. So after that, a lot of these teams in the conference play after Oklahoma, and including Oklahoma a second time, adjusted, and it really hurt K-State. I don't want to put a damper on it, but I mean, this has been a discussion that we've talked about on the podcast as of late. It's hurt K-State for the most part, and forcing girls to step up and make big shots. Obviously, one of those girls is freshman candidate who's been a stud all year long. If you've been listening to the weeklies or this podcast in general, you've heard me rave about Serena Sundell all year long. And yeah, so she's been really good. And it's, if they're going to move forward, and this is going to, I'm trying to save discussion for later this week, obviously, they're going to get a win and make some kind of noise in this tournament. Obviously, they're going to need to get shots from other players. Obviously, Sundell's going to have to make them not make many mistakes like she did against Texas. Obviously, the Glenn sister's going to have to make something happen. Emily Ebert, she's been coming along as of late. She scored 17 against the Longhorns last week in that loss right there as well. So they're going to make any noise and knock off their opponent, Washington State, on Saturday morning. They're going to have to rely on that starting cast, because I'm pretty sure Washington State will look at that tape, the K-State tape, and going to have a game plan for Aoki Lee. I'm pretty sure Aoki Lee is going to have, she's going to score some of her points, no doubt. But obviously, I have not seen at this moment, this podcast, seen anything with Washington State, which I'm probably going to dive on into here this week as we will preview K-State women's matchup there with Washington State. And, of course, guess which bracket, which number one seed K-State's fall into? The team that they played earlier this year, NC State. We also talked about that as well on episode 90 as well. This is what you wanted. And for if you're K-State, you avoided South Carolina, you avoided Stanford, and I can't remember who's the number one seed. I think Louisville is the other number one in this bracket, in this tournament as well. And South Carolina is the overall number one seed in this women's NCAA 2022 women's tournament. So K-State, you know, they avoided a lot of hurdles here. If they can get past Washington State on Saturday morning, they'll have a chance, a rematch of the earlier game. They play NC State very well for two quarters there. Remember, I said it earlier, going back, we turned back the pages to earlier this year, K-State played NC State, so I haven't seen Washington State not one lick yet. That'll change this week for sure. I'll dive into them a little bit for sure. But actually, this is kind of an interesting note here. Obviously, Washington, the number 8 seed at K-State's playing 19-10, 11, finished 11-6 in the Pac-12. This game's going to be on ESPN2 and on the ESPN Plus network. 10:30 in the morning, Central Time, Saturday morning, over there at Reynolds Coliseum in Raleigh, North Carolina. There as well. If you cannot make it to the TV screen, this contest will be available at K-State Sports Network. And you can get free live audio on kstatesports.com. Interesting note here, K-State leads the all-time series with Washington State. And I'm not jinxing it. I'm not jinxing the stats. I read it. I had to double check it. Like, what? Washington State, K-State's 4-0. And the last time these two programs met was back in 2009. We're in Manhattan. Wildcats won that battle by 770-63. And that, of course, the winner of this matchup will go to play the number one seed NC State. Or either or, at the recording podcast, obviously Longwood and Mount St. Mary's. Of course, you see they decide their matchup on Wednesday. So that is that as well. Of course, the top four seeds in the K-State's region, NC State, 29-3. Connecticut, oh damn, I forgot about them. Well, maybe not. They avoided all the number one seeds, but except Connecticut. Of course, K-State has played Connecticut before. That was a couple years ago. Me and my wife was at that game in Bramlage. K-State put a hell of a battle. I gotta look at their bracket again. I think Connecticut's at the bottom of the bracket, so I think K-State should be okay there. Connecticut is on the bottom of the bracket there because they're 2 seed. Indiana, 3 seed. And Oklahoma, K-State's, we're familiar with them, obvious, for obvious reasons. Oklahoma, 24-8. Indiana, 22-8 as well. So, yeah, I mean, K-State, you gotta like your chances there. But obviously, you can't win them on paper. You gotta go out there and get it done. I mean, go out there and win it on the basketball court. And like I've said it, me and Alex have said it, even I think Rebecca Lobo said it in her little spiel yesterday. You got Aokoli, one of the best centers in the game. Every night you got the best player. So, and it's going to be up to the supporting cast to get it done, knock down shots. That's the key. That's the key. You can't fall behind late, early, expect to get back in. That's just too much now. Obviously, it's college, so anything goes with all that. But if you're K-State, you need the Sundells. You need the Glenn Twins. You need Ebert. You need Simone Goodrich to step up in there. Alora Mackey to step up, obviously. Then basically, the entire team is to step up and get it done. And so I'm excited. I'm very excited, obviously. That's doable. Talking about doable, watching the game. So I was worried about that. So that's Saturday morning. So we will, or if anything comes up, I won't be able to watch it, but for the time being, I will be able to watch that game. Wait a minute. Hang on a second. No, I won't. No, I won't, actually. So a big Saturday, actually. The St. Patty's Day races will start at that time. Well, I'm gonna be at the races, actually, so I'm probably going to miss first half, maybe. So I take that back. So I am going to miss a good chunk of the game due to a big day, big race day here in Manhattan. The St. Patty's Day races will be going down at the same time, because I'm doing the 2 mile at 10 before the 10K at 10:45. So, yep. So, I'm going to have to keep with on the sports app. So much for that. But, hey, it's going to be a big Saturday morning if you're living here in Manhattan or going to Raleigh, North Carolina, to support K-State as well. K-State, obviously, these 8-9 games, we'll get into this a lot more this week. Or toss-up games. You know, if you've been a big fan of March Madness, these are toss-up games. 7-10 is tops toss-up games too, and 8-9. So K-State, you know, you got a 50% chance to win, 50-50 to win this game. You need all cards on deck. There ain't no tomorrow. Obviously, this is going to be a continual learning experience for the young girls on this team, the trio, the Glenn twins. Sisters, whatever. Serena Sundell, those girls. I'm excited to see them play, or listen to them play, for that matter. So, Washington State, the opponent for K-State in round one of the NCAA tournament in Raleigh, North Carolina. And that's actually, oh, by the way, the number one seed NC State. That's home court advantage already. Well, right there. So, there you have it on that. But we got to focus on Washington State first. So, obviously, and they don't even know their opponent yet until after Wednesday night's contest is over. But congratulations to K-State Women's Basketball. Jeff Mitty did not, again, I said it in episode 90, again, check it out wherever you get your podcast. I did not expect them to get this to this point, and that's kudos to this team right here as well. And another stat to throw out there, K-State is 13-16 in a previous 16 NCAA tournament bids. Of course, in their last appearance in 2019, the Wildcats took down, let's see. No, they didn't. Yeah, they lost to Michigan. That was their last appearance. Yep, they lost to Michigan. I know one of the years, K-State did advance to the second round. I believe that was with Brittany Chambers. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. I thought it was 1919. No, it was a couple years before that. Yeah, the last time they were in a tournament, I remember now, they lost to Michigan as well. So much to dive on into in this matchup and plenty more. And I'm in the middle of towards the end of locking down a special guest, folks, for one of the episodes this week. I told you, stay tuned. If anything changes, I'll let you know. And boy, oh boy, I can't let the cat out of the bag just yet. Cannot let the cat out of the bag just yet. So stay tuned here on the Pro Project Podcast. So again, congratulations to K-State Women's Basketball, Jeff Mitty and crew, going to Raleigh, North Carolina to take on Washington State, the 8 seed, 8-9 matchup in the first round of the Bridgeport Regional. Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned for more K-State coverage, obviously. Tennis recap tomorrow. Now I'll get these out as soon as possible, as soon as I get home. Boy, it's been a crazy sports, kind of a somber Monday for my teams as far as trades and free agencies goes as well. Again, I'm going to save all that ranting for both podcasts as well, but I'm going to put a book in this for now. Appreciate y'all. Again, spread the word about continue. We live in Manhattan, Junction City, KC, outside of the state of Kansas. Continue to spread the word about the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats! Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily in the books.